Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Were you ever not invited back to something? And then you like had no idea why? Like, did you mess up? Did you do something wrong?
Must have said something.
Did I do something? I don't know.
Must have done something.
You know, I just realized that this is a big week because everybody's doing their fantasy football leagues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year I was part of the big corporate fantasy football league. And it was super fun. And I had a great time. And I don't know much about football at all. But I won. I won
the big money prize.
Yep.
Yeah, and not only did you win, I mean, after you won, like it got a little bit strange. You were encouraged, kind of, to give it away. You know,
I wasn't encouraged to give it away. No, I wasn't.
People insinuated maybe you should donate the money or whatever. I mean,
well,
come
yeah,
on.
People were like, you should donate the money. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have a mortgage.
Right.
I have children in school.
Right.
Hayden won. Hayden needed braces. I was like, get out of here. I'm
right.
keeping this money.
I'm just saying, like, that's strange, basically. When people start telling you what to do with your winnings, that's a little bit weird.
But you know, what I don't understand was that I thought I did everything I was supposed to do. I thought I was gracious and kind, and maybe I did something wrong, because all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, I wasn't invited back this year.
Yeah, and fantasy football drafts, I mean, today would honestly be, like, the last day. I mean, tomorrow morning, and even that league, which was very last minute, like, they would have been sending out the messages saying, like, you know, you need to make your picks now. You need to do your draft now at this point. Same thing. I mean, I was in a league, a big money league on top of it, and I won it. And the last time I won it, I mentioned that I didn't think I'd be back the next season. But then I ran into the same group of guys, and I was like, yeah, I'm totally in for next year. And they needed people, and I haven't been invited.
Well, I could probably guess why you weren't invited.
Why?
You're probably, like, obnoxious and, like, loudmouth and, like,
I mean, you didn't meet anybody else in my league.
Oh,
they were
awesome?
All obnoxious and loudmouth
okay.
and ridiculous about it. And again, yeah, I mean, it was a big money league. I mean, I paid my dues.
I just
won the money. I did it the right way.
In your situation, I just feel like you did something wrong.
Right. Yes, and with me.
And me. It doesn't make sense. I wish I had a clearer telescope to understand what happened here.
Yeah, insight on the matter. Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Sometimes, you know, you just...
Sometimes you just don't get invited back.
I mean, I guess not. I mean, it's hurtful a little bit. You know, here's the thing is, like, I also do other group things with this group. Like,
so they purposely exclude you just from this?
They own a restaurant. Like, I mean, I know them. Like, I've been around there. Like, do a Christmas thing with them. That's all still in place. The fantasy football, never invited back.
It's got to be something you did. And it's got to be something
never
I did.
Never invited back.
Right? Like, it has to be something we did not to get invited back to these fantasy football leagues. I don't know. Did that ever happen to you? 1-800-330-9999. Were you ever just not invited back to something? And do you know why? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Were you ever not invited back to an event, even though it was still happening? Raven and I just both realized that neither of us was invited back to our fantasy football leagues.
I mean, it's hurtful. I mean,
right.
I won it. I didn't talk any more junk than anybody else in the league. I promise you that. Probably markedly less.
Oddly, I won too, and I know nothing about football, so maybe that's why I wasn't invited back. They're like, this girl, get her out of here.
Seems a little resentful.
I don't know. How about you? 1-800-330-9999. Leah.
I was on the PTA, got in an argument with the president, and they basically didn't ask me back.
It must have been a really terrible argument because the PTA on every school that I've ever been in begs everyone to join. There will be food. There will be wine. Everybody is welcome. Come and get your voice heard. My daughter's just started new schools. They had a sign-up sheet. It was a trick. I thought it was like a sign-in sheet. No, it was a PTA volunteer sheet. I signed it by accident.
No.
Yeah.
Now you're doomed.
My friend was like, Anna, you can't cross your name off. I go, I didn't know what I was signing. You tricked me.
Terrible. But I also feel like they're very clicky. right? If you're the person that's always asking questions or the serial opposing vote, I get it. They're just like, no, it's not worth it. Let them stay home.
Andrew, where were you not invited back?
2 years ago, right? My neighbors had this like awesome Christmas party. The whole neighborhood was involved. And they had this punch. I got so drunk to the point where I had to like stay at their house. I slept on their couch. And I'm not invited back. And it's fine.
Okay, but if you are so drunk that you can't walk next door back to your house,
yeah,
like that's a problem. I can understand why you weren't invited.
That is true. Like, what's going on in your life that you came over here, you had no restraint.
And you fell asleep on the couch. Go home.
Right. Yeah. Right. Where's your spouse? Take him home.
Do you ever see them like around the neighborhood? Like, are they still cordial and nice to you?
All the time. I mean, they used to like really wave and be friendly. Now they just kind of like throw up a finger like, what's up? That there's that drunk guy.
David, where were you not invited back?
My company's softball league.
What?
Here's the thing. Like, I got called into HR. I thought I was in trouble. It seemed very awkward. The HR person at our company was like, yeah, I don't want to have this conversation with you, but the softball league is coming up. And they basically asked me not to go out for it. Apparently, I am too loud and too competitive for this fun league thing that they like to do.
How sad.
What a strange scenario, right? It's very savvy, I must say, of the company to have HR do it. Because think about it. Like you said, you walked in there and you thought, oh, my God, I must be in trouble.
Yes.
Right? Or I'm getting fired or whatever.
Yeah.
So when they tell you, no, it's just that we don't want you to play softball again, like they've kind of baffled you with it. So you're like, oh, yeah, sure, that's no problem. But then you leave the office and now you're hurt. Like your coworkers don't want you there. Did you start reading off your stats to them as soon as they told you not to come back? You were like, man, I had those three dingers. What are you talking about?
You know what? I was a little, like, after leaving the office, I was, like, a little upset because I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was so happy to not be fired.
Right, right.
And I've never been so happy not to play softball.
How embarrassing, though. How embarrassing that you have to get called to HR because you take your softball corporate league too seriously.
And how many people know that that's what you're getting called in for when you walk in the door?
Right.
Right? I mean, wow.
Like, there had to be a discussion amongst other coworkers that they did not want you back, David. And how did that feel? Like,
you feel like, right, they had a conference on this. Everybody must have talked about it, and I was not there.
Mm.
Was I absent? What happened? Wow. Wow, man. Good thing
it's
you didn't
weird.
Get fired,
yeah.
though.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Work-wise, have we ever not been invited back for something?
I don't know, because we wouldn't know, because they clearly didn't tell us. Wow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.